Well, praise the Lord. I hope the day finds you well, happy, and blessed. Thank you for tuning in today, and let's pray and get right into the thought of Scripture for today. Lord, in Jesus' name, thank you for the privilege to air this broadcast that will go into every country in the world, worldwide, and for all the local areas here on our stations in WHHV and WGFC. And WNLB, we thank you for the opportunity to preach and minister the gospel and share the word of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. As I say a lot of time in these broadcasts, it's hard for me to just teach on a thought because I've been an evangelist for, well, say 45 years. I started out as evangelist work and pastored and overseed and the different things that we did. And always told the Lord that wanted to wind this thing up when I come back in retirement age, and I am of retirement age, and not going to retire. The Lord will call for me when he's ready for me, but I'm going to keep on working for the Lord. And just count it a privilege every day to be able to have health to share Jesus Christ with a lost and dying world and try to encourage somebody. It just thrills my soul and blesses me to have the opportunity to do that. And I always said, Lord, I want to just pastor a home-based church. And we could have probably went anywhere in the world. We have something over 500 churches worldwide, and we could have went anywhere in the world to do that. But I feel the Lord wanted me to do it here, and that's the reason we have the worship center at 507 Virginia Street in Hillsville, Virginia. Now, a lot of people receive this message and you're in a foreign country or something like that, but understand it is sponsored and brought to you by the Worship Center, and I am the senior pastor of that, and we just rejoice in the truth of God's Word. I want to continue on in some understanding. We've been in several of our teaching things we've been doing on the Holy Ghost, the baptism, tongues, different things, but I made the mention in one of them that people need to be sanctified. If you're going to have the Holy Ghost, you need to be sanctified, because there's a danger in trying to mimic the Spirit of God or have the things of God and not have a sanctified life. God wants us to have a sanctified life. If God saved you, he saved you and cleaned you up from the world. And if you're still in the world and still full of the world, you got a problem. We need to be in the world but separated from the world. So we prayed and we asked God to bless the thought for today. And now we want to go to a scripture that, very familiar scripture. It's in John, the 17th chapter, and in verse 15. John 17 and 15. Those that have your Bibles, some are in automobiles, some are where they don't have Bibles. But if you have a Bible where you're at, follow along with me in these teachings. And also, you know, mark them down and you can study them later, because they'll change your lives. Because the things I'm bringing you is solid truth out of God's Word. I use the King James Version. All my ministry, 45 years worth, I've used that. And that's it's easier for me. One reason through the years, I've learned a lot of scriptures, memorized a lot of scriptures. And if you use two or three different translations, then you're going to get confused on what you're trying to say yourself. And a lot of the translations will confuse you because they take the spirit, the blood, and the power out of it. And run from anything that does that. Throw it in the trash can. Somebody said I wouldn't throw a Bible away. I do. We get Bibles in to give away, and I go through them, and I find versions in them that I just throw away. The Book of Mormons, I just throw it away. And you know, I throw away some of the other translations that take the experience of being born again. I know the one translation that's become popular that leaves out the fact of being born again, and it's worthless. It's worse than, I mean, it's just no good. And so I throw them out, and when we pass on word to people, we pass on scripture that's solid. And that's what we have today, solid, out of the King James Version. Now the Bible says in St. John, the 17th chapter, verse 15, I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but thou shouldest keep them from the evil. Now, There's evil everywhere you go. This world is full of evil. And he prayed that it would keep them from that evil. Verse 16, they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Notice that key verse there. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Now listen to verse 20. This is a key. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through thy word. So that brings it right down to the day we're living in. And this truth is for you and myself and whoever's receiving it. It's for them today. So we're sanctified through the word, the truth, the spirit, and the blood. Now we want to move on, and I want to scotch this with Scripture. I don't want to just give you my opinion. I want to scotch it with the Word of God and the Scripture. This thing has been forevermore settled in heaven. Now the Bible says we're sanctified through, first of all, the truth. We covered that in John 17, 15 through 20. And now the Word in Ephesians 5 and 26. We're sanctified through the Word. And in Ephesians 5 and 26, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. That's powerful. That he might sanctify and cleanse it by the washing of the water by the word. And goes on to say, and explain what he's saying, he's going to wash. That he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot, wrinkle, or any such thing. This is a church that he says in the close of that 27th verse, but that it should be holy and without blemish. We'll cover wholeness in some of these lessons, but here he's going to sanctify that church by the washing of the water by the word. Now, not that he's going to wash you, putting you down in physical water, but the word is going to do for you what physical water does when we take a bath. It washes the flesh. Now, the word is going to wash the flesh, the inward man. It's going to fulfill the completion of his works of sanctification. That's by the word, Ephesians 5 and 22. Remember that one. Don't let it get loose from you, but remember it. Then we go by the word and the, we just covered the word. We move on to the spirit. The spirit is the understanding we get out of 1 Corinthians and chapter 6 and in verse 11. I catch verse 9 there, and let's look at that just a minute. I believe people need to understand this. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor adulterers, nor adulteress, nor effeminate. That's people that, a man that wants to dress up and look like a woman, or also a woman that wants to dress up and look like a man. That's wrong according to God. Nor abusers themselves with mankind. Homosexuality, lesbians, that's wrong according to the word of God. Verse 10, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor violent, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified. Notice that verse 11 there when it says, ye are washed. Washed by what? The word, the truth. And you are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. It took the Spirit to save us. It took the Spirit to justify us. It took the Spirit to cleanse us. And it takes the Spirit to sanctify us, to make us to where that we wherein Jesus thought it not robbery to be equal to God. Have this same mind in you, the Word of God tells us. And we've got to get our mind cleaned up. We've got to get our thoughts cleaned up. We get our vessel cleaned up. The old man's gone. We're a brand new creation. And many need to be renewed. And that's one of the thoughts that we'll be covering in our teachings is the renewing process God has. And it is powerful. And, he's got everything you need. God's got it. We sang that old song for years. God's got it. He's got everything you need. He got more power, more sanctification, more Holy Ghost, more blessing. God has got everything you need. So the Spirit, 1 Corinthians 6 and 11, then by the blood, we want to cover that. And if we go over into the book of Hebrews, and in the 10th chapter and verse 10, he goes on to explain by the which, this is Hebrews chapter 10, verse 10, by the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Christ don't have to keep returning to Calvary. He died that you and I can be saved, and that redemption work is a process that he gave his life, shed his blood, so that you can be redeemed and saved. That is the perpetuation, the Bible said, the price that was paid for sin, not by the traditions of man, but it was by the precious blood of the Lamb of God. He was that which Abraham said when Isaac asked him, Daddy, the fire of the wood, but where is the sacrifice? And Abraham said, God will provide for himself. And he's the Lamb of God that was slain from the foundation of the world. And through that blood, we've been washed and we've been cleansed. So he sanctified us through the offering. Many of the wholeness organizations always referred to it as the second definite work of grace. And they count it as an experience that you receive from the Lord. And it truly is an experience that you receive from the Lord. Then our last verse we want to go to is Hebrews in the 13th chapter and in verse 12. This is a very powerful verse here. Hebrews 13 and 12. Wherefore, Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, he suffered without the gate. In other words, he died shedding his blood so you and I can be free. We don't have to pay the price. The wage of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life. We don't have to pay that price. We're saved by his grace, and we can acknowledge that. And through acknowledging that, through believing that, through accepting that, then our life is changed and we become a brand new creation in Christ Jesus. I hope that this teaching is good for you. I'm enjoying it. And we want to continue on day to day. And as we do announce in the program, if you have something you'd like us to speak or teach on, answer a question. I think of several questions while I'm ministering. What I mentioned one time, what is unpardonable sin? That's something we'll cover. Different topics. Can a man backslide? If a man backslide, can he get back? All kind of questions like that. And they're all in the Word of God, and they're there so that you don't have to be misinformed, but you can take it from the Word of God. So give me a call if it's a blessing to you. My personal cell number is 276-733-6547. And if you got a thought you want us to discuss, we'll look into it. And we'll pray for you, pray that God save you, heal you, deliver you, set free is our prayer to you. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.